This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israel-Hamas war at Gaza City's main hospital are fleeing south after several reported strikes in and around the compound overnight. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The complexity of the situation is on display at the Paris Peace Forum, where Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Callamard said Western nations are responding differently between the wars in Ukraine and between Hamas and Israel.
It is reflected right now in the double standards that we are witnessing, the Western bloc demanding that we all rush to the defense of Ukraine, as we should, because Ukraine has been aggressed by Russia and there are unbelievable suffering in Ukraine, and at the same time telling us not to act on the multiple bombing and absolute suffering of the people of Gaza.
The Israeli army says Hamas's military infrastructure is based amid Gaza City's hospitals and neighborhoods, and that it has set up its main command center in and under the largest hospital, Shifa. The White House says President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss trade, Taiwan, and fraught U.S.-Chinese relations when they meet next week in the San Francisco Bay Area. Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. China's foreign ministry confirms Xi will attend APEC at Biden's invitation. Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in a year. Taiwan's upcoming election, differences over U.S. export controls on advanced technology, North Korea, the Israel-Hamas war, and more are expected to be on the agenda. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. An unprecedented clash between two of the highest courts in Turkey over the imprisonment of a political accused of trying to overthrow the government, Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritana reports.
On Friday, President Tayyip Erdogan waded into the fray, calling for a rewrite of the Constitution to resolve the dispute. This was Erdogan telling Parliament the country needs a new constitution as soon as possible. The heart of the issue concerns a member of Parliament who was convicted to 18 years in prison last year for a role organizing these nationwide protests in 2013. He and other defendants have denied the charges, saying the protests happened spontaneously. The protests were one of the biggest challenges to Erdogan's power in his over two decades in office.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritanda. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Nigeria, Matthias Shamali, warned that the situation in northeastern Nigeria is, quote, far from over, and that continued non-international armed conflict is still affecting a large section of the population. Shamali also reported a rising in the number of civilians being killed and tortured by Boko Haram because they've become too weak to fight the army. He says they are turning on civilians.
And we are seeing rising numbers of civilians being killed and tortured because they do random attacks all over the place, which also means it's become less safe for civilians, but also humanitarians.
Briefing reporters on Friday, Shamalia reported that more than 8 million people remain in need of assistance. The exposed cracked floors of parts of Lake Titicaca, South America's largest freshwater basin nestled amid the Andes Mountains, are an alarming sight for local farmers and scientists, where his correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
I am 50 years old. Never before has Lake Titicaca dried up like it is now.
Nestled amid the Andes Mountains, Lake Titicaca is South America's largest body of freshwater. It's an important ecosystem for wildlife and a water source for millions of people in the region. But its water levels are now reaching record lows.
This affects us because there is no more food for our livestock and we cannot travel by boat. Now we have to walk and our crops no longer exist because it hasn't rained since last year. So the water has decreased.
The situation is worsened by El Nino weather phenomenon.
Alice Rizzo reporting from Reuters. Mexican officials have imposed severe month-long cuts to Mexico City's water supply just a month after initial restrictions were ordered as drought dries the capital's reservoirs. Authorities announced the moves at a news conference Friday, but did not report the cuts on social media until just 4 hours before they took effect. Officials began restricting water from that system by roughly 8% on October 17th. Friday's cut represents a further 25% cut. I'm Alexis Stroh.